People in France hold nationwide rallies to protest President Emmanuel Macron's policies. France's main far-left party, the CGT trade union, and some 80 other organizations led the protests. The demonstrators spoke out against Macron's reform plans. They expressed their anger at what they called staff shortages at hospitals, limited admissions at universities, and lack of police in tough neighborhoods. Unions have staged several nationwide strikes since the start of the year. Employees of the National Railway Company have had the longest ones. They're rather worried about Macron's plan to sell the company to the private sector. Mr. Ian Williams from Foreign Policy and Focus joins us now from New York. Mr. Williams, so where do you think these demonstrations are heading?
It was described in the news reports as several thousands, and sadly, 10, 15 years ago, that would have been tens of thousands, possibly hundreds of thousands. And although this protest is significant, what's also significant is that the sort of the neoliberal tendency to split people up is working. There's been some success in getting people who are unemployed or whatever to say, well, these rail workers are cosseted and privileged. And that's in contradiction. The CGT, the trade unions and the others have got to get the message across, because the railway workers, in fact, would probably keep their privileges intact. It's incoming rail workers who will be working at lower wages, which is what a lot of American unions did. And the French unions realized this way is disaster, is that the point about a union is you're united, and that the incomers will be getting the same benefits as the senior ones. Otherwise, you've got immediate split in the ranks. And this, I hate to say it, but I think the president has actually managed to successfully split some of that solidarity, even though they hang on. And I note that the terms of the protest are very much about conditions. They're broadening out, not just defending the working conditions of, say, rail workers, but also pointing out the shortages in hospitals, the difficulty of people getting into universities. And the key point, which has got to be hammered over and over again, is that whereas working people are being asked to make sacrifices because of the economy, the president's regime handed out big tax breaks to the rich, just as happened in Britain and just as happened in America. So while the poor are being told austerity is the only way for the country to grow out of recession, the rich are being given more and more money from the taxpayers.
Thanks, sir. From Foreign Policy and Focus, Ian Williams joining us from New York.